opening scripture. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sickbed. Psalm 41:3, NKJV. The Divine Commission and Overcoming Doubt. In the journey of life, filled with trials and tribulations, it's important to remember that our healing and strength come from a divine source, God. This isn't just about physical healing, but a holistic restoration of our mind, body, and spirit. In Mark 16:15-17, Jesus commissions us to spread the gospel, promising salvation and spiritual gifts to those who believe. This isn't a journey free of challenges. Even the disciples faced rebuke for their lack of faith, Mark 16:14. It's a reminder that doubts and fears, often instigated by the enemy, can hinder our spiritual journey. Yet, it's in these moments of weakness that our faith is truly tested and strengthened. The power of revelation and God's promises. Understanding. God's promises requires a deep personal revelation. It's not just about hearing His word, but truly standing firm in that knowledge. 1 Corinthians 2:12 encourages us to embrace the Spirit from God, which enlightens us to all that He has freely given. This revelation is the cornerstone of our faith and actions. The essence of community and love God's word emphasizes the power of unity and love among believers. Scriptures like 1 Thessalonians 4:9, 1 Peter 4:8, and 1 John 4:7 remind us of the importance of brotherly love, a love that is divine in origin and essential for our spiritual well-being. It's through this love that we find strength, comfort, and the ability to overcome our sins and shortcomings. The power of prayer and scripture. One of the most potent tools in our spiritual arsenal is prayer. James 5:16 highlights the effectiveness of fervent prayer, urging us to confess and pray for one another. In moments of distress, as Psalms 107:19-21 illustrates, crying out to the Lord brings deliverance and healing. God's word is powerful. By repeating His promises and holding on to them, we align ourselves with His will and purpose. Following God's guidance. Our spiritual journey is shepherded by God. Psalm 32:8 reassures us of God's guidance and instruction. As His sheep, our task is to listen and follow His lead, immersing ourselves in His word, prayer, and fellowship. This path ensures that we remain under His protection and are continually restored by His holy power. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Psalm 32:8, NKJV. Conclusion. In conclusion, our spiritual journey is a tapestry woven with faith, love, community, and the pursuit of divine wisdom. By adhering to these principles and staying rooted in God's word, we open ourselves to His healing power and guidance, leading us towards a life of fulfillment and purpose in His presence. Let us always give thanks and glory to God for all that He does in our lives, embracing His teachings and following the path He has set before us with faith and trust. May we always remember that in every aspect of our lives, whether in times of joy or in times of challenge, it is the Lord who sustains and strengthens us. He is our ultimate healer and guide, leading us toward a future filled with hope and His everlasting love. Closing scripture, let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for mankind. Psalms 107:19, 21, NIV. Thank you.